Well, we're already talking to Sears. We want to have a conversation, a dialogue. They received a very generous incentive package from the people of Illinois back about 23 or 4 years ago, and it's coming up for its expiration. So we want to visit with the company, and we've already begun that. You know, I've said this on other occasions. Anytime there's an incentive package with a corporation, they've got to give back to the people of Illinois in terms of investment, in terms of jobs, and in terms of making a difference for our economy. We're not just handing out willy-nilly tax incentives without something in return for the people. So it's a negotiating, bargaining process, and we've been very successful. Ford, for example, came, they've been in Illinois, but they brought a new product to Illinois because we negotiated with them in good faith. They made investment, they created new jobs. In return, we have a law that allows us to give them a tax incentive. So it works for the public and not just for one company.
You talked about jobs in there. There's been some criticism, I guess, over the Motorola deal. Do you have it on a handshake with them that new jobs will be created?
Believe me, Motorola was actively looking at San Diego, California, and Texas as a place to move Motorola mobility. Well, we didn't want them to do that. They have roots here in Illinois, literally hundreds and hundreds of employees, and we struck a bargain with them. They're investing about $600 million to stay here, to grow here, to buy things here from contractors and suppliers and keep jobs here. So I'm pleased with that result. The company is going to be a powerful technology company, not only today but tomorrow, as they have been in the past. The average job at Motorola Mobility pays about $100,000 a year, and that has a lot of purchasing power that helps Illinois. And I think it should be noted that our state was a leading state in the Midwest at creating jobs last year. Well, we don't want to lose jobs. Motorola, we wanted to keep them, and I think we drove a good bargain. That was presented, by the way, to the legislature, and it was voted on by the legislature by strong approval in favor of what we did.
So the important thing was to keep Motorola here. That was the number one thing.
Well, there's two Motorolas. There's Motorola Solutions, they're here, and there's also Motorola Mobility. They were looking at moving. I sat down with the chairman, and I told him I thought they should stay here, and we worked together on that initiative, and we succeeded. And no apologies. Frankly, if Motorola Mobility left with hundreds of jobs, thousands really, that would have been a bad thing, and we didn't want that to happen.
But doesn't the contract allow them to reduce positions versus what they have now? And what guarantee is there that they won't do that?
Well, first of all, Motorola has a little over 3,000 jobs in our state, the mobility part of their company. They intend to grow that, and so we look forward to growing with them. That'll be good for Illinois. It'll help our technology businesses across the state. So I feel that the proposal that we brought to the legislature, approved by the legislature, was a good one to keep jobs and grow jobs in Illinois. They're not going to be cutting back.